brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Second hour of the Alex Jones Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson, today on this Monday, December 20th. So, Andy, you're there outside the library, you're on public property, you're collecting signatures for a Libertarian Party election, and the librarian calls the police. Tell us how the story ends.
Okay, then the police sergeant came out, and I tried to show the police sergeant the paperwork, which I had the Acorn court ruling. There was also another court ruling in favor of the Lyndon LaRouche supporters against the Maryland Motor Vehicles Place. And then there's also a federal court ruling called Groen versus Sang. And in that federal court ruling, it included libraries. I tried to show this to them. They wouldn't look at it. I also had a letter from the head of the Howard County Library that said that acknowledged that we were allowed to collect petition signatures there. Anyway, they wouldn't look at any of this stuff, and the police sergeant said that I had to leave. And I said, okay, fine, I'll leave, but before I go, I just would like to get some evidence of this so I can present it to our attorneys. And so I told them that I was going to video them telling me to leave on my cell phone. My cell phone has a video camera. So I pulled out my cell phone, and I was about to start videoing them, telling me to leave, and then the police sergeant grabbed me, and he tried to rip the cell phone out of my hands, and then the other cop grabbed me, and they were trying to rip the phone away from me so I couldn't record it, and then while they were trying to rip the phones out of my hands, the police sergeant pulled out a can of mace, and he sprayed me in the eyes, and then they put my arms behind my back, and they handcuffed me, and they put the handcuffs on pretty tight. And then they were questioning me, they were searching through my stuff, and I was handcuffed in front of the library. They said they were going to take me to the jail. And while they were doing this, I was saying, well, what have I done wrong? What crime has been committed here? I mean, did I engage in an act of violence, you know, theft or destruction of property? And they wouldn't answer me. And then I said, well, who is the victim of this crime? And they wouldn't answer me, and I kept asking them that. And then finally, the police sergeant said, the state of Maryland is the victim. And I said, well, it's the state government that requires us to get these petition signatures. This is a legal requirement we have to fulfill to be able to run candidates. And then he wouldn't answer me again. And then I asked him if he took an oath to defend the Constitution, because I asked him if he knew what the First Amendment said, and he wouldn't answer me. And then they took me to the jail, and they put leg cuffs on me, and I was kept in the jail there in Howard County for several hours. They put me in a cell. They fingerprinted me. And I was released a few hours later, but I had to sit in jail for several hours, and they released me just out on the street. My car, I didn't have my car, so I had to walk and find a phone and find somebody who could come and get me, and then I had to go get my stuff. But anyway, now they're saying that I have to appear in court on March 19th, Or I'm going to have to pay a $2,000 fine, and they're charging me with trespassing, and they're saying that I was soliciting, even though I clearly told them I was petitioning. I showed them the petition. I was not soliciting and petitioning are not the same thing. And they said that I was resisting arrest, even though they just grabbed me and tried to rip the camera out.
Oh, of course. They grabbed you, so you're assaulting them. That's how it normally works. Send me an email, Watson@prisonplanet.com. Either you can write up the story or just give me the basic details and I'll write up the story. But again, it's completely criminal. They grab you and then say that you were resisting arrest. You've got every right to film them. You've got every right to stand on a public street corner. And they're criminals and you need to get a good lawyer and sue them. Thanks for the call. Send me an email and we'll make it into a big story on prisonplanet.com. All right, second hour, second segment coming up. Joel Skousen is our guest, and we'll go to more of your calls on this Monday, December 20th edition of The Alex Jones Show.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be taking your calls for Joel Skousen, political scientist, former fighter pilot, and of course, editor of World Affairs Brief, a weekly online newsletter, as well as a monthly print edition, which you can subscribe to at worldaffairsbrief.com. And I received my copy on Friday, and it's a great read. I mean, it really boils down the important issues of the week, sorts out the wheat from the chaff. And we're going to be covering some of the issues that Joel Skousen talks about in his most recent edition. And we'll be opening up the phone lines later on as well. Joel Skousen, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Paul. It's always good to be with you. And I'm a great fan of your writings and your work on PrisonPlanet.com as well.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate that. I was reading your World Affairs Brief when I received it on Friday. And the primary concern in this issue is, of course, the so-called Bush tax cuts, which, of course, you know, in reality are no tax cuts at all. At best, they're a kind of stopgap continuation of the same policies. And in fact, as you document in a number of ways, will actually end up fleecing the American people to an even greater extent. I mean, explain to the listeners the price that Republicans have paid to the Obama administration merely to continue basically what was already in place with these tax cuts.
Yes, it's a very important point that this really isn't you know, a tax cut for the wealthy or for anybody, really. This was going to be a tax increase, taxes going up on January 1st. But it's interesting because this really wouldn't have taken place, any of these tax increases, until the following year. In other words, you'd have a whole year for the Congress to work on these and to get them back into place. So the Republicans played as if they were being held hostage by the Democrats, that these things had to be passed during the lame duck session, lest they go into effect on January 1st. But it would have been just as easy for the Republicans to wait until they install a new Congress where they have control over the public purse in January, late January, and they could have simply made it retroactive to January 1st. So there really was no pressure to accede to these demands of Obama. And what they did in this devil's deal is, first of all, made a secret agreement to, in essence, not, or they agreed to fund the federal spending or budget through September of 2011. And that would have included, of course, funding for Obamacare, which is the only way that the Republicans could have stopped Obamacare from going into place, is to stop the funding of the various tax provisions that are involved there. In addition, they allowed Obama to talk them into a massive increase in the estate tax, one of the most hated taxes in America, because essentially it's double taxation. You pay, according to the agreement, 35% of anything over $5 million that would have accrued, and that's money that you already paid taxes on. So the estate tax was actually down to zero, and that's a major increase to bring that back up to the 35% range. But fortunately, this had a partially happy ending. The commitment that the Republicans made to go along with the continuing resolution, the omnibus spending bill, was filled with so much pork, and a lot of that was because of Republicans requesting various pork barrel things being added to the bill, that Mitch McConnell ended up in the Senate being very, very embarrassed when it came out, in fact, that he had demanded a lot of these things. And so he reneged on his agreement with Obama and turned around and put in a one-page continuing resolution, basically says we'll fund the government through the first few months of the next year, and then we'll take it up again as a Congress. And what this shows, Paul, of course, is that we cannot trust the Republicans really to do what they said in their pledge. They were going to stop spending. They were not going to have any omnibus bills. They're going to pass everything individually. None of that is true as of this date. And, of course, we'll have to see what they do after this pressure continues in January when they take office.
So it basically eviscerates, if you get past $5 million throughout the course of your life, it eviscerates your savings by taxing what's already been taxed on your income. I mean, Joel, where do they get off on double taxing Americans' wealth that's already been taxed? Isn't that illegal?
Well, actually, you know, that's interesting. There really is no law that says you can't double tax something. It's a principle that has been in vogue in America since the American Revolution, but it's been violated ever since the estate tax was passed. And they did so, of course, under the old populist notion of taxing the rich. It's very, very difficult for people to realize how evil it is to tax only a sector, the sector that doesn't gore my ox, so to speak, and that's what the American people have engaged in. It took us years to get rid of the estate tax, and then they only made it a temporary, getting rid of, and now it's coming back. So we're going to get the tax deal did pass, and by the way, they did increase the limit up to $10 million at the last minute in order to placate those that were very, very incensed about the estate tax. But still, what worries me, of course, is that if you start to get hyperinflation in the United States, everybody's estate could rise within a few years to $10 million. So there's no real great safety in having that exemption amount.
I mean, that's exactly the point. They cry, you know, let's tax the rich to fix all these deficits in the budget. And yet they define the rich as people earning $200,000. It's like in Britain. they define the rich as anyone who earns over £100,000, and then they take 50% of their income. I mean, that's the middle class. You're not taxing the rich if anyone above $200,000 has to give most of their income to the federal government. It's amazing. We had an article written by Ron Paul, which we posted on the website, about these tax cuts. Not tax cuts, just a continuation of the same policy, and in fact, an introduction again, a reintroduction of the estate tax. And he said that all this thrashing about on the minutiae of this policy was, again, taking the focus away from the real engine of substantive monetary manipulation and oppression of the American people, which, of course, is the Federal Reserve and the income tax. And Paul points out that for 120 years, the federal government was funded with excise taxes, and the income tax, as we know it today, didn't even exist. So, I mean, Joel, how do you respond to these statists, these big government liberals who claim that the income tax is so sacred that the whole country would collapse in an instant if it was abolished in America?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The government, of course, has grown to absorb whatever tax level that it takes from the people. The government could not get along at all anymore on excise taxes simply because it is a small percentage relative to what the government spends. Ron Paul is absolutely right that the problem is government spending, not the amount that you tax. I personally am not in favor of, even though that was the original constitutional tax, of excise taxes, because, frankly, that is a selective tax. It isn't directly related to any government service. It simply penalizes those that wish to purchase overseas. I really believe that there's certain principles of taxation that need to be employed in the United States, and one is that if the tax be directly related to the government service, and that you shall not tax ever to transfer money to any other person for any welfare or benefits or unemployment compensation. None of that can be done by taxes, but has to be done by user fees and insurance. So the only real two viable taxes in libertarian thought are property taxes. And I know a lot of people don't like property taxes, but in fact, government does protect property. So you have to pay for the protection of property, even if it's on a national basis. They are protecting property. And secondly, people. And it doesn't cost government really any more to protect a rich person than a poor person. And so head taxes, in fact, are a very real and appropriate portion of taxes. But they should be kept small, of course, because that is a heavy burden on government. Mostly it's the land area of government that needs to be protected. And that's why you can have some type of taxation that is formed based on the productivity and use of the land, so that raw land isn't taxed or agriculture isn't taxed as much as heavy industrial use of properties. But those are some of the principles that I know Ron Paul and I have talked about that would be the ideal way to there'd be no income tax. In other words, people should not be penalized for being productive, for working in that regard. And, of course, in order to make these kinds of taxes work, you simply have to cut government back to the original constitutional principle of only defending fundamental rights and not forgiving benefits, foreign aid, welfare, or fighting foreign wars, for that matter.
And not for hiring garbage collectors to hunt for terrorists, which might also save a little money. I also noted in your most recent World Affairs brief that you've been covering the WikiLeaks story. And I've been looking into this over the past few days. And, of course, we know that WikiLeaks was founded by Tibetan dissidents, and that their original stated goal was to root out corruption and abuse in these countries in East Asia, in the Middle East, that are primarily targets of the US military-industrial complex. We also know that in the embryonic stages of WikiLeaks that they sought help from George Soros's controlled Freedom House organization. So I want to talk a little about Julian Assange and what's really going on behind WikiLeaks and behind the story for mass consumption that we're being bombarded with on a daily basis in the establishment media. Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief. The interview continues. We'll also take your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show live, prisonplanet.tv. Stay tuned.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the Home Gain 150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
With Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. Now, WikiLeaks. We had this bizarre dump of thousands of supposedly unfiltered cables, which for the most part merely bolstered the rhetoric behind the war on terror. and the U.S. military-industrial complex agenda in the Middle East and East Asia. And in fact, what most people don't know is that these cables and the way they're being shaped into stories and released to the public is being handled by primarily the New York Times in concert with the U.S. government. That's right, the New York Times is going to the U.S. government and saying, what do we need to redact, what can we keep in, before they release their stories about these WikiLeaks cables. And of course, they're all centered around, for example, Iran buying missiles from North Korea that can reach Western Europe. So these cables seemingly conflict with WikiLeaks' agenda to expose corruption and abuse, and in fact seem to be serving more as a propaganda boost for the war on terror. Joel, I've got your quote here from World Affairs Brief where you said, quote, the WikiLeaks revelations appear to be purposeful leaks by government to provide further impetus to shut down future whistleblowers who might uncover government illegal acts hiding under the cover of national security secrets. And now, of course, we've got the false flag against the internet. Now they're using it to go after that. Joel, can you expand on this WikiLeaks situation?
Yes, it's very, very suspicious. You know, anytime you have a multi-million-dollar organization come out of nowhere with no real funding that's apparent, you have to wonder, you know, who's behind this, because this just doesn't happen very, very easily. It's like we found out that Google had a too-good-to-be-true startup with NSA and CIA funding. And now we find that WikiLeaks has some of these funding as well, as well as some big international foundations, which Assange, Julian Assange has admitted, have funded this, but he refuses to name which one because he says that we'll lose our grants. In other words, they agreed only to give if it were to kept in secret. The issue of them parsing out these quarter million cables to mainstream news items is a very, very important point. None other than David E. Sanger, supposedly independent journalist working for the New York Times, is in charge of filtering these cables to the public. And this is a guy who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Aspen Institute Strategy Group, you know, with the likes of Madeleine Albright, Condoleezza Rice, William Perry, John Deutsch, William B. Zolick, Philip Zelikoff, you know, all of these people are very, very big in the globalist regime. They are part of the government procedure to shield the government from exposure from the illegal acts that they are doing. And one of my major complaints is that these dumps appear like they have been pre-filtered. If you really truly had a dump of a quarter million cables, there would be dozens and dozens of secret admissions and instructions given to people about interference with government that would make the present resolutions, revelations look outrageous by comparison. And there's nothing in that. And then we're fed the story that this young private, you know, was apparently had was in charge of, or at least had access to all these cables. That anybody who's been in government, such as myself, knows that that just isn't possible. There isn't anyone in that level of government that has access to these kinds of cables. And if it were a true whistleblower, and interestingly, Paul, there's no evidence at all that this private is political in any sense whatsoever. He doesn't have an agenda about exposing government wrongdoing. But if it were a true whistleblower, he would be ferreting out the most dangerous cables and leaking those to make sure that those got exposure, not dumping supposedly a quarter million cables at a time. And I think, in fact, the story about the dump merely was planted in order to give the impression that this is unfiltered. But, in fact, it's clearly filtered. Anyone who knows what goes on in cables in the diplomatic regime knows that there's a great deal of filtering that's gone on.
And I mean, not only is Assange admitting to the fact that he's funded by these unknown millionaires, he's actually making deals with governments, reportedly the government of Israel, not to embarrass them by redacting whole cables and whole documents. So he's making deals with some of the most corrupt and abusive governments on the planet while claiming, you know, he fronts for an organization aimed at exposing corruption and abuse. Very, very strange contradictions arising out of this WikiLeaks story. And we'll go on to discuss it after the break, including Julian Assange's view on 9/11 and why we haven't seen any WikiLeaks cables on that. We'll be back after the break. Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took
a little bacon and we took a little beans. We're looking at that right now. The Justice Department is taking a look at that, and I'm not going to comment on that process.
Do you think he's a criminal?
If he conspired to get these classified documents with a member of the U.S. military, that's fundamentally different than if somebody drops on your lap, here, David, you're a press person, here is classified material.
Mitch McConnell says he's a high-tech terrorist. Others say this is akin to the Pentagon Papers. Where do you come from?
I would argue that it's closer to being a high-tech terrorist than the Pentagon Papers.
So that's Vice President Joe Biden saying that Julian Assange of WikiLeaks is a high-tech terrorist. Very strange charge to make, given the fact that the New York Times have David E. Sanger, New York Times chief Washington correspondent, states, quote, "We went through the cables so carefully to try to redact material that we thought would be damaging to individuals or undercut ongoing operations. And we even took the very unusual step of showing the 100 cables or so that we were writing from to the U.S. government and asking them if they had additional redactions to suggest." So the New York Times is working hand in hand with the U.S. government to release WikiLeaks cables, and yet the Vice President Biden is saying that Julian Assange is a high-tech terrorist for releasing WikiLeaks cables. Joel Skousen, how do you square those two contradictions?
Well, it's very, very clear that the new SHIELD Act introduced by government shill Joe Lieberman, senator, is merely a pretext in order to begin to prosecute people for revealing government secrets, especially the ones that would reveal government wrongdoing. It's very interesting. There's an extreme contradiction in law here, because there is a federal statute which actually makes it a crime to not reveal to anyone, especially a judge. You must reveal any wrongdoing that you find within the federal government, and you're protected by law in that regard. And now they want a crime to make it basically a crime that anytime you reveal anything that's secret, regardless of the substance, that you could be prosecuted. That's what the SHIELD Act does. It actually starts out by saying its focus is to make sure that no one reveals any source, confidential source within the government. And, of course, all that's been redacted, so nothing in that qualifies within WikiLeaks. But then there's also fine print that says anything that might be detrimental to the interests of the or the security interests of the federal government. What's interesting about that, of course, is that, one, it's a wide-open loophole that anything can be viewed as detrimental to the security of the United States government. But in several court precedents recently, the federal government has ruled, and incredibly, judges have gone along with this, that basically says that anything that we, the government, label as secret or top secret cannot even be reviewed by the courts, meaning that the courts are not allowed to judge whether or not there's any substance to the claim that these things should not be protected by national security state secrets acts, but in fact just by merely being ruled secret that government and courts are not allowed to review those. This is a very real catch-22 situation that we're heading for, and I think it's very, very dangerous, Paul.
And in World Affairs Brief, you include the harrowing quote from Naomi Klein, where she points out that the last time we saw criticism of the state labeled as treason was, of course, in Nazi Germany. So I was interested to read that. But, I mean, the thing that gets me about WikiLeaks is we've seen nothing about Israel's war on Lebanon from that period of time from May to September 2006. There's a complete gap in the cables. We've got talk of him making deals with the Israeli government. We've got Netanyahu coming out and saying that a deal was made to prevent Israel being embarrassed, basically. And then again, 9/11, complete absence of any information whatsoever. This is the kind of stuff that would really harm the U.S. military-industrial complex, and we've seen neither hide nor hair of it. I mean, you had Sybil Edmonds, the FBI translator, immediately prior to 9/11, getting a deluge of communications concerning an imminent attack, and yet WikiLeaks, in these 250,000 cables, has released nothing whatsoever on 9/11. You know, nothing on the five dancing Israelis, nothing on the secret bin Laden flights out of the country on September 12th when all air traffic was grounded, and nothing about the Israelis, Mossad agents that were arrested on the George Washington Bridge with 2,000 pounds of explosives. So anything that could be viewed as damaging to the U.S. military-industrial complex is nowhere to be seen. I mean, does that indicate that, well, we know that the New York Times is working with the government to decide what gets released, and I suppose, Joel, that's really the smoking gun, that these cables released by WikiLeaks are just basically a regurgitation of neocon propaganda for the most part. Isn't that the case?
It is true, and I don't view, I mean, The military-industrial complex is part of the problem, to be sure, but these people are lackeys for a larger globalist conspiracy trying to take down national sovereignty, create war and conflict. And that, it really isn't just greedy capitalism. This isn't just for money. These people are already the most wealthy people in the world. How much more money do they need? That's not really the issue. The issue is they have to reward people to entice them from the military-industrial complex into this globalist conspiracy of power. But it's much bigger than just greed. It is about power, international power, and the scope. And you're absolutely right about the filtering. Now, I am convinced that the filtering actually took place before these cables, or a good portion of the filtering took place before the cables were released, because there are things, for example, about the Lebanon war that they would never have allowed. There had to be, for example, communication with the United States telling Israel for the first time to go after civilian targets, because that was the major change. They wholesale went after bombing and strafing of civilian infrastructure targets in Lebanon. In general, the Israelis have, except for Gaza, have not done that in their wars. And so, that would have been very, very telling for the U.S. to be giving those kinds of instructions. And, of course, 9/11, there had to be a tremendous amount of cables relative to the air training for the terrorist pilots that went on in Saudi Arabia. There would have been discussions about that. There are many embarrassing things about Saudi Arabian funding of terrorism that would have been caught up in those cables. None of that, as you said, has come forward, and that's why this is, in fact, a rigged game specifically to give justification for this type of legislation by Lieberman, the SHIELD Act, to get passed. Now, I also wanted to say before, just to cut in here before we lose time on this, I wanted to make a point about your first story you were talking about with the libertarians who were taking signatures. It's very important to understand that almost never do any judges uphold a citizen against the witness of a policeman when they file the reports, and they always falsify the evidence in order to justify their reason for taking them into custody. They always claim resisting arrest. They claim that they were attacked by the civilian that they arrest. So one never wants to get into a situation with government without pre-preparing to take the evidence. I think there was a major mistake by telling him, I need to take out my cell phone and record your telling me to leave. He should have already had that out there turned on, and I often will use a tape recorder I can just put in my coat pocket, so at least I get the verbal one if they take my cell phone away. But you should always have witnesses there present who are doing the recording, so that you can take it from a disinterested third party. But we need to be very careful to document what happens in the increasing tyrannical state of police.
Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. Linda in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead with your question for Joel Skousen.
Yes, I just found out that this past Saturday night, the Senate passed unanimously this Food Safety Modernization Act, which hurts the organic farmers and food producers and small family farms. It's basically, I guess, helping out corporate big agribusiness. And for 2 years, we in Austin at Fluoride Free Austin have been fighting big agro by the fact that 60% of our cities pay to add fluoride waste to our water. Then this Senate Food Safety Bill passes. It's going just help them out all the more. And then we also have the issue of toxic bio sludge, which our cities are making and then giving out free to people in the community or selling it for dirt cheap. And I was wondering if you've addressed these issues, Joel, regarding our water, food safety, Codex alimentarius. It's all driving me crazy.
Well, she brings up very, very good points. I am covering this even in this week's World Affairs Brief about the Senate, by unanimous consent, in fact, passing, doing a revision, basically, of their flawed Food Safety Bill Act that they passed. They actually had taxing provisions in them, which made it an unconstitutional piece of legislation that the House could not pick up. It was red flagged for that. And what they did do, and I'm very ashamed that this got unanimous consent in the Senate, of basically remedying that by stripping out the tax provisions. Now, I think the reason why they justified a unanimous consent provision was that it was enacting or remedying something that had already been passed before. Normally, these things are passed by unanimous consent if there is a technical flaw within them, and I think that's how they got it passed. Unfortunately, what a lot of people don't know is that the final revision doesn't have the tester amendment, which exempts the small producers, which was the main reason why it got passed in the first place. And so we've got a very real danger of having small producers being impinged upon with the tremendous paperwork and the restrictions that are involved in this. I have also in the past covered the Codex problems emanating from Europe and how we're slowly implementing that. The fluoride, I'm very much against. These are very toxic poisons. The chemical sludge that she mentioned coming from waste processing facilities and sold then as fertilizer and things, they're full of heavy metals, chemicals that should not be used in any way to grow garden vegetables. So the caller is very, very knowledgeable. We try to support those types of exposés in the World Affairs Brief.
Okay, thanks, Linda. I mean, it's a joke that they call it a Food Safety Act, given that concurrently Americans are literally drinking liquid cancer. I mean, have you seen this article out of the Washington Post? U.S. water has large amounts of likely carcinogen. A U.S. environmental group has found that drinking water in 35 American cities contains hexavalent chromium, a probable carcinogen, the Washington Post reported Sunday. And it's a strange coincidence that this problem centered in California, given the fact that, as Rosalind Peterson documents for California Skywatch, when they analyzed the water samples and found things like arsenic, barium, aluminum, calcium, manganese, lead, and iron, the discovery of these compounds in the water samples matched precisely with the discovery of the same compounds in airborne samples that were taken at the same time. So they know for a fact that all this stuff is coming from the air. And what do we see whenever we look up? We see chemtrails. And this is, they've measured, they've documented that this stuff is finding its way into our drinking water. But meanwhile, we're being bombarded with the lie, the myth, that the real environmental problem is man-made global warming when Americans are literally drinking liquid cancer. Ed, in Connecticut, you're on the air. Your question for Joel Skousen.
Yeah, I was, a lot of people, you know, they might not have the money to invest in palladium and platinum and gold and or even silver. And I was wondering how you guys would feel if it would be practical to invest in less precious metals such as copper, brass, aluminum.
My response is no, and the reason is because the quantities for investment quantities have to be so large. You're talking about tons. And it's only, there is no market except to the major industries to get your money back out of those things, whereas there's a much more distributed market in gold and silver. So I think silver is probably the best hard money investment right now, and I would, because it still is fairly reasonably priced, there is probably going to be a correction in gold and silver, but in the long term, it's got to go up. Double and even triple over in the long term, so I think it will be a good investment still.
I mean, you can get a 1 ounce silver coin for what's the price now? $30, is it? So, I mean, it still makes a good investment compared to gold, which, as you said, most people can't afford now that it's gone through the roof and all paper currencies are depreciating against it. So it costs you more of those phony fiat currencies to buy precious metals. Brian in Ohio, your question for Joel Skousen. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Skousen. I was just wondering, how do you see the future of the dollar, the world reserve currency, with Russia and China deciding not to trade in U.S. dollars anymore?
Actually, that's something that is not a major threat. The amount of their trade between each other in dollars is very, very small anyway. In fact, they made a similar announcement several years ago. I think it was in 2007 that they were going to stop trading in dollars, and they in fact didn't do it. So it really isn't a major threat. We've got to remember that you cannot simply dump the dollar and not have catastrophic consequences for anybody who deals in dollars. Anyone who has dollar reserves like China, if they would start to dump dollars in a major way, would reduce the value of everything they have left. So in essence, the world is held hostage by the fact that they've already accepted dollars for things of real value. And so they have a vested interest in keeping the dollar fairly strong. And that's why, despite its weakness, it still is holding its own even against the euro, which will probably collapse even before the dollar because there's so few out there compared to the dollar. There's over $200 trillion that have been monetized out there, so that the rate of inflation, even at $3 trillion a year by the Federal Reserve, is only 1.5% of the existing money supply. It's going to take a lot to get to hyperinflation. The powers that be know that, and so I think they're going to continue to play the dollar and play the inflation game. So I'm predicting a long downhill run on the dollar, steady downhill run, rather than an imminent collapse.
Jeff in Delaware, quick question before the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, guys, today? Just to be real quick, yes, I read something like 2 days, 3 days ago that the CIA, WikiLeaks passed the documents to the CIA. The CIA scanned it and sent it back to WikiLeaks. So, you know, I think I read that in The Guardian. Real quick, okay, people, we're going to have to stand up worldwide, okay? Look, it's much deeper than money, goals. It's something spiritual, like Alex said a couple of days ago. The American people, the people worldwide, we got to get back to ourselves. And
okay, we lost Jeff. We'll get to WikiLeaks after the break with Joel Skousen. Stay tuned. It's the Alex Jones Show live, PrisonPlanet.tv. Baby, baby, I'm going to leave you.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quotes, I'm constantly annoyed that people are distracted by false conspiracies such as 9/11, when all around we provide evidence of real conspiracies for war or mass financial fraud. Funny that he should say that when Julian Assange is allowing the US government to decide what information comes out from these WikiLeaks cables. Is it really in their interest to release information of real conspiracies which would implicate themselves? I don't think so. This is the New York Times, Der Spiegel, The Economist. They're deciding what they want to get out of the WikiLeaks cables, and then they're working with the CIA, with the US government, to redact what is necessary. And while Joe Biden, the vice president, calls Assange a high-tech terrorist, his own government is working with the establishment media to release these cables. We're talking to Joel Skousen. Joel, tell people how they can subscribe to your excellent newsletter, worldaffairsbrief.com.
Well, the World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. There's a synopsis of the current World Affairs Brief that we've covered a little bit of, and people can get a free sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, or they can just click on the subscribe button, and it takes them right to my PayPal page where they can, there's a modest subscription price of $48 a year for the weekly World Affairs Brief, and it comes right to your website. I'm sorry, it comes right to your inbox.
And, I got a copy. It's really in-depth, really hardcore, excellent information. Scott in Massachusetts, you're on the air with Joel Skousen. Go ahead, Scott.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Afternoon, Scott. What's your question today?
Yes, I'm going to shift gears here a little bit, but stay along the lines of Big Brother, and ask Mr. Skousen if he's ever seen or knows of the American Community Survey.
I do. I have seen it.
Have you received it, and have you had to fill it out too, sir?
Well, I have refused to fill it out. I don't believe that it is constitutionally authorized for the Census Department to ask the kinds of intrusive questions that they do on the American Community Survey, and I encourage everyone else to refuse to fill it out. Now, they will say that there's all kinds of penalties, but they are extremely reluctant ever to prosecute it, because if it got into court, it would be very difficult for them, if not impossible, to justify doing so. So they will rant and rave, but you can be pretty well assured that nothing will happen if you refuse to fill it out.
Okay, thanks, Scott. Yeah, I mean, these censuses are getting more and more invasive. You know, it's a legal requirement to say how many people live in your house. That's it. In Britain now, they're even 10 years ago, we're about to have another census next year. They were asking people what time they left for work, what were their interests, you know, deep personal questions, and it's none of their business. Mark in Florida, final caller for Joel Skousen. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Joel, I just wondered, do you know of any service provided by a government employee that is not delivered under threats of violence and at the barrel of a gun?
Well, there are services. There are not requirements that are not backed up by the threat of a gun, but there are services that are yielded that, for example, you're not required to receive or to take your Social Security check. You're not required to take a welfare payment. But anything that does have a requirement to it is backed up by the barrel of a gun.
Okay, that's all we got time for. Thanks, Mark. Joel Skousen, great for you to be on the show today. We'll talk to you later, and people can check out Joel's great work at worldaffairsbrief.com. Gerald Salente coming up in the rebroadcast third hour. I'll be back tomorrow for the Tuesday edition. This is the Alex Jones Show, prisonplanet.tv.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.